We're here at Audio Berkman. This is Amanda Mickle interviewing John Barth at PRX.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I know PRX has made a lot of changes recently. Can you describe some of them?
A lot of changes. Well, I guess you could say that we're in phase two of our growth. The biggest changes we've made is a concerted effort to attract much better content. You know, we have a very much open door, open source approach, so anybody who wants to post material can. What we've discovered is that we're spending more time trying to attract the best archives and the best stuff out there. And so that content acquisition has been actually a lot of fun, and we're getting such great stuff. The second big thing that's happened is that we're starting to see an incredible turnout of youth media work. So that's exciting. And then we have embarked on something called the Reversioning Project, which is where we're encouraging producers of all types and institutions with deep audio archives to go back into those archives and reversion them for radio. And so we've provided money in a competitive bidding process to some of the most compelling ideas. And it ranges from everything from, you know, redoing a piece about old people that once aired on NPR 5 years ago to this. The one I'm really excited about is one done by the I think it's called the Virginia History Project, which is a series of really cool oral histories of voices that in another generation would just not be there. It's incredible.
The first thing you mentioned that PRX is working on is content acquisition.
Yes.
How do you do that? What is it exactly?
Well, part of it is if we, many of us at PRX know and have good contacts with people who are producing some incredible work. So there are many amazing archives, and there are also really good people in public radio or who have retired from commercial media who just have amazing audio. So it's a matter of just getting in touch with them and begin talking, because no one else has talked to them before, and explaining them about PRX and actually walking them through the process of how easy it is to get things up onto our website, and then we hope eventually out to public radio stations.
So any advice for people who are now retired? They should look for places where they can syndicate the work that they did before?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, in this new age, you never know who your audience is going to be. So audio that you have become bored with is going to be absolutely new to someone else. Raw audio is, I think, going to be a bigger and bigger opportunity. There's so many good producers out there hungry for material that they're never going to be able to gather themselves. So when we talk about the ideas of, like, collaborative production, I think that that is a really powerful new area that we haven't even just begun to explore. So, yeah, almost everything is valuable to someone. I mean, the whole theory of the long tail is built on the fact that there is an audience somewhere. What PRX can try to do is to find the material and then brainstorm with producers to find where that audience might be.
What is your favorite acquisition of content?
Oh, my. Well, some of it is trying to get some signature work for some of the best producers. So in the last month, it's been very exciting to work with the people at Homelands Productions. This is a group that has won Columbia DuPont Awards, but their specialty was and is reporting on indigenous populations around the world and how they're struggling with issues of modernity and change. And their pieces are just amazing. Talking with tribes and rainforests, disappearing communities in the mountains of Bolivia, lots of stories from Africa and Asia. I mean, their stories are not just, they're not spinach kind of stories. We're doing it because it's important to the mission. No, these are compelling stories of change rippling throughout the world. So that's exciting to get that kind of catalog up on PRX.
So if someone wants to find that on PRX, how do they find it?
Well, I think that we have a very, very deep search because everybody tags their own work. So search is very powerful. And what we're doing is we change what appears on the homepage every week. So,
but they should search specifically for...
Well, I think that they should, if they know the producers, guys like Sandy Tolan, who's now teaching documentary work out at the UC Berkeley, or if they're just interested in indigenous, put in indigenous,
okay.
Put in culture. and you'll find some amazing work.
Great. Thank you very much, John.
Absolutely. Thank you.